What?
Very good. So it's not not like out of action there or anything. It's all kind of blocked in.
No, why? Who, where did you hear that they're out of action?
I thought there's like very heavy snowstorms
That
on.
was much further north, like in Boston, in New England is still burying itself out of digging itself out of the snow. But we're both okay.
Okay,
I
excellent.
was actually in New York last night in that area, and they had nothing, got a tiny, a little bit more, but nothing really. The New England got hit badly.
Okay, very good.
Okay, so we're holding here in the Sieve Osha. Yeah?
Yeah.
So that's Reshchov Beis, Amud Reshchov Beis, I believe. Okay, Sefer Mishlei. It says Al Tiga Lehashir. I guess the right explanation would be don't overwork to get wealthy. Mipinoscha Chadal, and I guess don't rely would be a good way of explaining it. Don't rely on your bina, or refrain from using your bina, something like that. That's kind of the meaning of that word. The Shlomo HaMelech HaShalom Ratzo Loimar Sha'odom Lo Yeh Roidev. A person shouldn't pursue. I guess let's be makdim a minute before. There's a problem in the pasuk already, the kesher of the two psukim together, the two halves of the pasuk. In other words, you shouldn't try to become you shouldn't try to become wise, and you shouldn't try to become you shouldn't try to become overly wealthy, you shouldn't try to become overly wise. There's something there a little bit strange. I mean, wisdom is supposed to be a good thing, and which is maybe yes, maybe not. So what's the Smichas HaPash? That's really, in a sense, what's going to be bothering him. He doesn't quite say it as a kasha, but really that's inherent in it. So he says like this. That's Leimah Sha'odam Le'erodev La'giyah. Acha, a person shouldn't. It's just as a, I guess, their haggab. Rashi over there says that we're talking all about trying very hard to learn more than you can. Rashi says, "Lasas girsoscha chavilos chavilos." I guess it means somebody takes on to learn more than he can. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that everything is going back on wealth, but it means a person shouldn't think that he's smart or industrious enough to get the wealth. Maral says a different kivun. A person shouldn't run bekoach ubechazokalis asher. Very with an excessive amount of strength and force to become rich. Then parallel to that, he says you should not run after osher. Despite similarly, he said a person shouldn't try to be kona chachma tvuna. That's not right for him. The first thing, the morale is going to be saying, I guess he's going to be making 3 points about it. And this is the first point. And he's saying here that a person should not think that it's all up to him. In other words, when we look at the map of existence, we map out areas of mine and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we say to ourselves, okay, health, everyone understands there's a Shem there's a component of a Kodesh Baruch Hu there. There are diseases that we can try to do something about. At the end of the day, they just come and we haven't figured it out. So a person is willing to give a Kodesh Baruch Hu his due over there and so on. But the same thing with mortality. Everyone knows a Kodesh Baruch Hu limits his life and that's that and so on. When it comes to wealth and to Chachma, we inherently feel, and we're going to get a sense soon why it is like that, we inherently feel that it's something that we manufacture. If I've made it well, then it's because I've made it well. And both in wealth and Chachma, a person, the two items that most strongly feed a person's ego and sense of I can do it all, lies in the area of wealth and in the area of Chachma. Now, there's an akuda that I think is being meramez on that is really significant in terms of what is the akuda that he's driving at. The akuda that he's driving at is that he says, and before he says, a person has a sense of what is my chavasi bolami. What are both of these, both wealth and chachma, are things that a person acquires in this world. We'll see soon a little bit more about it. And that's meant to be that way. And a person is not supposed to be apathetic about either of them. And wealth in this case means obviously the whole spectrum of material accomplishment and goods. But a person reaches does have some intuition where, you know, there are certain things that this is me and for me. These are my realistic accomplishments. These are the things I can accomplish and I ought to accomplish. Then there are things where a person pushes himself and is really straining the boat to do things that are really beyond his reach because the person just wants that. He can't be stopped. He doesn't want to take no for an answer. He can't say that this is not for me and so on. You see it also in the big world of business. You see people who make it well obviously have talents and are driven and so on and so forth, but there is a set of people that keep going at it until they lose. They'll keep expanding, they'll keep buying properties and things just because they don't know where to stop. They don't have a sense of gvulas that, you know, this is what is for me. This other thing, it's not for me. Technically, I can buy it now, but you know, it's not, I'm overextending myself financially, overextending myself emotionally and in energy and so on and so forth. It's obviously a very personal thing, but the gvul over there is, if it's me, nobody can tell you don't be too healthy. We can say that doing this won't make you more healthy, but our sense is we should be as healthy as possible. We should live as long as possible, you know, normal malchim. But in wealth and in chachma, a person doesn't seem to know these gvulas, and the ambition keeps driving him, pushing him forward. So the first thing is he has to understand it's coming from someplace else. We mentioned this Raki Kabul Mirabel, and in both of them he's a makabel, and he needs to ask himself, what am I a kli kibul for? What's the amount? So just like in a gallon jug, to try to put in more than a gallon is asking for trouble. The same thing is true in other things as well. You have this phenomena sometimes in learning. In the old days, not in the old days, today in yeshivas that are very, very competitive. So someone told me a fascinating insight. This person's a psychologist, and he learned in Tells. And in Tells, they were very fiercely, fiercely competitive, the Bachar. And people would learn until 2 or 3 in the morning. So he told me once, the boys who learned because they were driven by competition would sometimes snap. The boys who learned because they really enjoyed learning never snapped if they stayed up late. Worst comes to worst, they would sleep it off a different day, but they didn't. It's not the not sleeping that caused you to snap. It's the stress. And if a person, like a kid who enjoys doing something, he'll sit up night doing it, and then he'll plots for a few days, but it never threatens his mental health. This is something, so when a person is trying to be mekabel more than he can, there's going to be a problem. So what it means is, what Shlomo Melech is telling you, don't keep thinking that it's your wisdom. It's wisdom that's coming to you, and you need to keep measuring the cup, pardon the pun, and seeing how much wisdom are you cut out for. What are you cut out for? Both of them have something in common. Just like the Oisha is something outside of a person, and yet is his kinyan, so he says, Chachma is something which is also in a person, and it's something, so both Chachma and Oisha are like that. Let's talk about this a little bit. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The big, big, big picture is there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the Bria, which the word Bara means moved outside. Ravan says it's like liver sayah, it's like to chop something down. The Bria is the entity which is seen as being apart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Apart, one word, not a part, but apart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The word bar means outside in Aramis. It's the Bria is the piece that is, so to speak, seems not to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to the Bria in the term Koine Shemayim Varetz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the Bria and reconnects it to himself, possesses it, and in the sense of possession, makes it an extension of himself. The word kana is a stick that is used in the Lashon of the Gemara many times as an extension. In other words, the kana of the hand is the piece that extends the hand. It's the arm, because the arm is just sort of a pipe that connects. It's an extension. The kana is something which is an extension of something else. So kinyanim are those elements that, by reaffirming their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, either HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrating his bailus on it, or the object itself acknowledging that it's the possession of something else, makes it part of that. So bailus kinyan, in its very deep sense, is not just a convention to allow for people to get what they work for and to, you know, to sort of put some order in the world. Kinyan is a very, very deep and significant nekuda in terms of the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Bria, in the sense that that which was outside becomes part, kaviyachol, reattaches itself, kaviyachol, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's kinyan in the terms of konish vayvaretz. Adam is created with the same parallel relationship. An Adam, a person comes to the Bria naked. The Bria is outside of realm of Adam. Adam absorbs the Bria and makes the Bria part of himself. And like it says by Yochum, Masada, like Rashi's Tekuma Hoysel Asada, the field, by becoming Avram's field, part of Avram, lifted up the Sada. Mesilas Yesharim in his Hakdama in Chabos Balamo says that his chayva is to be mis'ala the whole world with him together. All the talk about making tikkunim and things like that, chamor pinos beyora. Things that are kinyonim are things that become, to a large degree, part and parcel of Adam. This is, in a sense, the tachlis of the bria. It's a sense of tachlis of Adam, that by absorbing parts of the bria and making it, being meshabbated to himself, making it his kinyonim, he is making it part of his world, and it's misala through that. So people have an inherent drive to keep acquiring. Acquisition is a very, very strong drive in a person. It has nothing really to do with needs. If you ask yourself how many pairs of shoes does a person need, so the answers can vary, but it'll never reach 20,000, like there was this Marcus, it had 20,000 pair of shoes. A person doesn't need, there's room to stretch needs, but at some point it becomes clear that acquisition is a drive in its own. It's more even than showing off. Some people are very showy and some people don't let anybody in and they just want to keep acquiring. It comes from that drive, and it's a good drive, but it can become perverted. So that, and chachma, the drive to understand, to know, is a strong drive of acquiring. I walk around the world and the world seems to be hidden from me. For the person who's nobler a little bit, to cut up some finer cloth than the person who just sees having watches and so on, having things and having understanding and knowledge is acquisition. And I feel so much the richer, so much the wealthier because of all that I know. That's a person's attitude. I once saw something. I like the description of it in Chabad. The third Rebbe was the Tzemach Tzedek. Tzemach Tzedek was a Goyen Olam. He was the Rebbe that had the best relationship with the Litvisha world. He was a widely, widely, tremendously respected and admired person. He was a master. He was a posek and wrote tshuvis, and his writing on Chassidus, which what they call Chassidus, the Amkus of Torah, span hundreds of thousands of pages, literally. They've put out a fraction, and it's huge. And even some of the things that a lot of his writings are just notes. Look here, compare this, see this. Amazing. He was an amazing, amazing person. And the Rebbe who passed away said that they should, he put out a lot of his stuff. It's quite expensive to put out, and amongst the Chassidim, there wasn't any big demand, I guess. And someone asked him, why are you putting out all those farm of his? Like, who's going to use it? So he answered, he said, if you look at this farm, he said, Bavli Yerushalmi Taisefta Mechilta, all the Rishonim and all the Poskim, all the Machshavas firm, all the philosophies firm, all the Kabbalas and Chassidus firm, everything. He said, the world will see what wealth is like, what opulent wealth is like. And there was something about that, Argosha. You see somebody who possessed knowledge that just was just incredible. And for somebody finer, that's a wealth, that's an incredible wealth. And it's a finer version of the same thing, which means that it can have, it needs also to be controlled sometimes. You see that anius is a description of someone who does not have kinyanim. So we have anius on kinyanim, which is obvious, and we also have anius shel Torah. A person is wealthy when he has chachma. So you see the word kinyan and chachma, and so on. And the pasuk says, if you blink and don't pay attention to your chachma, it's gone. It simply flutters wings like an eagle for Oifa Shemai. Vakosal Zashe Musa. That pasuk refers to both types of kinyan. Shotzoloima. Kim yas is a kashigil lehash of liknas a binosoi, also yas like nafine kinesha Oifa Shemai. Vipne ka oisha zevachmozeis enemitzada odom. So the pasuk, that same pasuk that he spoke, continues. It says, Altiga lehash, don't push yourself, meaning to get wealthier than you can, and don't push your understanding. Why? You just kind of, the word hateif is like afaf, just blink your eyes and it's gone. It all of a sudden takes wing, it all of a sudden sprouts wings, and it flies off like an eagle. So he says, the pasuk is describing the issue. So the moral describes, the pasuk is describing the flip side of the issue. In other words, kinyan means its stability. I'm born with X, or rather I should say with almost nothing. And then I can go around this world and acquire things, which means I can become so much bigger than I am because I have a clique cable for many more things. So just like Lahabdil, we use a kind of computer muscle. You have a computer that has a memory of X, but has a slot where you can put in micro memory and add a lot of memory, external memory. So we can do that. But the problem with it is it creates an illusion as if it's yours, both Ashirus and Chachma. And if you take it for granted, if you say, yeah, I can't be stopped in either one, it disappears. And since they're not be'etzem shayach to the person, they don't stay by him, and they leave him. And that's why you have two mesholim, an eagle and ofa shemayim. V'nesha amekdega chachma yisera. So the vakesh ladas lohavim sisra taira v'sisra chachma. So when a person wants to know and understand chachma, that is beyond him, then the person it will leave him. Now, the gvulos of chachma, what are we referring to? I mean, he says something about Sisra Torah. I want to try to describe something a little bit more specific. So there is there is obviously in Yanim that the Mishnah says in Chagiga that a person should ask malafonim, malaocha, malamata, things that are outside the reach of the person. You know, be'etzim. These are things that will not give for human understanding. That's one realm where a person is not supposed to intrude. There's a piska, I don't know what to call it, in Sefer Yetzira. It says v'imrotz libcha shavu mekaimcha, if your heart runs too fast, draw back your place. In other words, don't get ahead of yourself. These inyanim are very, very deep and difficult, and you should know what your gvulas are. So here we're talking about already things that are possibly within the realm of human understanding, but if you're not holding there yet, don't go into it. That's a second area. There's a third area where a person, let's give it an area. Let's say there's a question. Let's take something like a shaila and a munos or whatever it is. And a person has a question, he does not have a good answer. So one person, you know, so everybody feels kind of, okay, you know, I feel bad, I just can't figure this out. It's a lacuna in my knowledge and understanding. People who don't like that, but that's what it is. Zeho. But sometimes a person says, well, it can't be, I don't know, and I will therefore come up with a teretz, and that teretz is not, and it's not a good teretz, it's wrong, and so on. This, if you haven't figured out an answer that's good to this, it's not your chelik of Torah. You know, the chelik of your chelik of Torah is what you can reasonably understand. Those things that you can't know, approaching it, you actually may ruin it, because you will twist something to fit, and it doesn't fit. It's not it. So you don't have the answer. You don't have the answer. That's that. There's another area I'd like to discuss, and it's a very interesting area, and that is there's a normal Melech, and he says a chassidish drush, and like all chassidish drush, it's not the pshat and the pasuk that's so but it's the emes that comes out of that drush. There's a pasuk in Devarim. It says kisavi bekem riacha. If you come, it's at the end of Kiseitze. It's in one of those, you know, trillion halachas in Kiseitze. It says kisavi bekem riacha. If you come into somebody's vineyard, v'chalta anovim kinafshecha savecha, you should eat grapes as much as you want and to fill yourself up. They'll kill your cholisita, but you can't put in your bags. The halacha is that, you know, when a poel is working, he's allowed to take from whatever he's working, similar to Losach Sal Shor B'Disho, there's a poel is allowed to eat from whatever he's working at. He's allowed to eat, but he can't bring home supper, you know, to whatever for later, for his kids, whatever it is. He can eat whatever he eats. That's the pasuk. That's the halacha. So he said like this, kisavi bekem riecha, grapes and vineyards are a remez for soid of Torah, which is called yenish al Torah. So he says, v'chalta anovim kinafshecha savecha, you're allowed to take from it as much as you can absorb. But you can't put it any in your pocket. In other words, the chelik of pnimius of Torah that you're shayach to, that you feel you can absorb and become part of you and live up to it and have shayachist it, even if it's just as some sort of goal, but it's shayach to you, then that, for that we have rishus to patchkin it. But to talk about things that we have no shayachist to, in avoda, nafshis, and anything like that, we have no heter. And you see sometimes, you know, we have an expression: "He's too smart for his own good." It even not, you know, previous Torah and everything. That it means that the person does not have kli kibul for that chacham, and therefore, what happens is it leaves the person. If a person doesn't integrate at the end, it leaves him. Well, kach zocha shnei dvarim kinesh reif hashemayim. A nesha flies very high. In other words, this flies off because it's too high, it's above him. So this chachma really belongs up in Shemayim. If you're not holding onto it tight and you don't have the ability to hold onto it, it will take off and go lamala. And then Oif HaShemayim, which is it doesn't fly high, Oif HaShemayim, it's a type of ofos that fly around and about. That's Keneged Oif HaShemayim. Kigama Oif HaShemayim Lema Atzmayim. The person needs to understand Oif comes from Shemayim, and what he means here more than the nekuda of it's all coming from Hashem, it means it's coming. What's the right word for it? it's coming to be mishandled in kli kibbles that came from lamala. In other words, when we ask what has HaKadosh Baruch Hu given me, whether it's Chachma or Aisha, my question, I need to look at my packets. I'm talking in the deeper sense of the word. What am I capable of dealing with? And if a person overextends himself, tries to do what he can't and what he shouldn't, it will leave him also. It's not Oisha that he has shaykhus to. A person should be mistopic what he has. He says, this midah is an extraordinary midah. I want to try to understand it, how it differs than the way it's simply looked at. You know, when we speak about istapkus b'muad, and certainly the fact that he's comparing istapkus b'muad in chachma also, but let's take first Oshav. When we talk about istapkus b'muad, so people look at it, A, as not what, why would I want to indulge in Olam Hazeh, Olam Hazeh, Olam Tepre, and so on and so forth, which sort of would basically say as soon as you've made what you need for your boxer, for your Kav Charuvin, you should stop at that point. That's one attitude about it, which is not what he's saying, but that's how we understand Estapas Mord. We understand Estapas Mord in terms of it not letting it disturb other activities, so we can't learn if Estapas Mord, we can't do this, can't do that. We understand that way. In other words, we understand many times Estapas Mord as being as a negativity for possessing a lot, for being wealthy, whatever. It's not at all what he's saying. And what he's saying is a very, very different approach. And obviously, if it's negativity because who needs all this wealth and it stirs you, it has nothing to do with chokhmah. Certainly, I mean, we're all doing this in order to sit and learn. So what's the point of that? What do you mean you can't overindulge in chokhmah? What he's saying is a much, much deeper nekuda. And it gives it a whole different tfisa and havana. A person needs to look at himself and say, I have this drive in me to do well financially, which means the entire gamut of human activity, and in the world of Chachma, in the world of knowledge, understanding, etc. Those are two areas that people are driven by to acquire. The word acquires is, both of these are midos that we feel is us. We feel be'etzim shouldn't be limited. If I am not driven enough to make to work very hard for a lot of wealth, it's a shortcoming. I don't have enough drive in me, enough ambition. It's certainly so in Chachma. That's our attitude. What he's saying here is the Mahalach is very different. There's a chilek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person with things that are be'etzim him and are inseparable. But all of that is the kli. So he put us in this world as a keli. The keli are those features of ourselves that are inalienable from us. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, your job in this world is to become lord over Chalokim of the Bria, to make them part of yourself, to bring them in, to include them. And by doing that, you become bigger and they become Nis'ala. They become what they need to become, and you become what you are. So we have this drive to keep acquiring. A person, and that drive in itself, as a drive, is obviously very good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it into us, and that's why we have it. And that's why it's obviously positive. It's the reason people are miyash at the world. They make the world a place to live in. Houses and cars and railways and everything else are all a product of this drive. And said in Chachma. But a person needs to realize that this is a chelik of the Bria that's not open-ended. It's not the pshat, yes, my hands and my feet and my IQ are set, but what I accomplish and do and receive, there's no end to it. That's not true. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us intrinsic limitations, and that's who we are, that's what we are. So when a person has a feel, let's say in terms of Osher, that this is a type of undertaking and enterprise that I'm suited for. This is the type of field that the size and the challenges and its produce is. This is me. This is for me. So and the person should stop at that point. Person should not should be. That's called mistopic b'murd. It's really sameach b'chalko. It's in recognition of chalko. The same thing is true also, very much so. The gal b'chachma, a person saying. Let's even take something that's nigla. A person saying a svara that's beyond his depth in the sugya. A person saying a chiddush. That's not for him. I remember a lesson that I was taught by a very big person. There was a Yid, Baron Kreiser, and again, I might be repeating stories. I just can't keep track of him. And the Baron Kreiser was Chashish Demira. He was a huge masmid and huge Talmud Chacham. He came to the meeting. He knew me because as a young boy, I was in his bungalow. We used to be in the same bungalow colony, and he was a tremendous figure to me. I mean, his asmada and his, I mean, the way he learned and the fire and the energy, even as a grown up person, older person, and so on. So what he came to the mirror, I was a bacha learning in the mirror, so I was not too old. And he saw me, he said, oh, let's hear something that you're machadish. And I said something. The Chiddush itself wasn't wrong. I had run it by Reb Nachum, and Reb Nachum said that he thinks it's right. The problem was, it was with a topic that was broader. I didn't know enough about the thing to pretend to be saying on that sugya. It was a huge sugya that included a lot of more items than I had learned. It's not that what I said was wrong. It was right, actually. Reb Nachum agreed, so that was fine. But it was a sugya that I was talking out of my league and could have equally said nonsense. I had no real control over it. I had, you know, so he let me have it. And his point was, did you see this? Did you see this or this? Did you at all take around the Indian? You know, and he let me have it. Then he came back 2 weeks later, he asked me to say something. This time I was wiser and I said something very, very local under the Kud of Taisvis, very in the Indian. And then, you know, he smiled and said, that's what you should be doing. That's the thing, type of thing you should be talking about. Because for that, you have a chance of actually having encompassed enough material and enough understanding to say something that's intelligent and it's legitimate. Like his point was, it wasn't what I was saying wasn't legitimate. It was out of my league and therefore not legitimate. In Chacham, it's also that a person has to make decisions and halachic decisions and life decisions based on his Chachma. And part of it, a person needs to say to himself, what am I capable? And what is it, what's beyond my capabilities? To be able to draw that line is not just a statement that I'm not smart. It's a statement that I don't. This is not my chelik. It's a lot worse than it's a lot more difficult because a person has to say more than just I happen to know this or not know this. The person has to say I'm limited, and that's a very very difficult thing for a person. But Akopanim. So that's his point over here. The understanding of what kinyanim is, the understanding that on the one hand, it's not him intrinsically, it's something that comes from the outside. And on the other hand, it can become as if it was his. The idea of limitations, because without limitations and without understanding the limitation that you have and reaching outside limitations, will cause you to lose it all. Because if you put too much stuff in your bag, it's going to fall out. And probably a lot more will fall out than if you would have done as much as you should have. Usually when things start falling out, everything falls out. And that's the point that that he's making here. Any questions? Okay, so next week is regular, I assume.
Yeah, regular next week.
It'll be Matzei. For you, it'll be Matzei.
Matzei Tzom, yeah.
Matzei Tzom. Okay. Guten Shabbos.
Okay, good Shabbos, Robert. Yishukach.